Earlier, we saw a portrait of Rembrandt wearing a beret and with a fur mantle. And at that time, he is seen as an artist on the way up. He's already made his name in Amsterdam. He's just gotten married. In a few years, he would buy a big house right next to his former employer's, Hendrik Eilenberg's, making sure that he was at the center of art in Amsterdam. The house was a place to shelter his family, his wife and children, his servants. It gave him studio space for his assistants and for his very own practice as an artist himself. But by the time we see him here, things had changed. He'd lost his house. He'd lost his status in society. He'd lost his money. He'd lost his collections. He'd lost just about everything, except for the people who were closest to him in life and his own innate abilities. And here he shows himself unflinchingly. We see a man weathered by care who's been through it all. His skin is beaten and aged and sagging. He's no longer putting on airs for us. He's simply showing himself as a painter. He doesn't have a gold chain. He doesn't have princely adornment. He's simply looking out at us, resolute and carrying on. This self-portrait is one of the great Rembrandt paintings in America. We truly feel that we're confronting a man who's lived life to its absolute fullest and who's going to continue to live it regardless of his circumstances. He's shown his face with the most beautiful brushwork, that broken brushwork, all the different colors in his face, the grays, the pinks, the yellows. Very carefully rendered. He's still using techniques he used as a very young man, scratching with the butt end of the brush to create that wispy hair. He's concentrated our attention on his face by dressing himself very plainly. He doesn't need to draw attention to himself with any other vehicle other than his own countenance and his own abilities. He's really there to confront us, to let us know that he is a painter's painter, a painter who can paint like no other, regardless of how many others try. It gives me pause to think that I am already 1 year older than Rembrandt shows himself here.
Another very famous artist was moved by this painting. Press the green button to find out who.